This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The U.S. is trying to build a case that Iran was behind this weekend's attack on key Saudi oil facilities. AP Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Tehran denies it, but American officials have released satellite photos suggesting the attack came from either Iran or Iraq. A Saudi military spokesman later said Iranian weapons were used. The incident has sent energy prices spiraling and raised new war fears. President Trump says if a response is needed, the U.S. is locked and loaded. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, Mark Short, is downplaying talk of imminent military action, though, saying locked and loaded is a broad term.
It's a reflection that this administration has advanced policies that make sure America is safer from these sorts of oil shocks.
The attack stopped production of more than half Saudi Arabia's daily global oil exports. Sagar Magani at the White House.
North Korea says diplomatic talks with the U.S. could resume in a few weeks. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
North Korea says the fresh talks could happen, but it will not consider abandoning its nuclear weapons unless external threats are fully removed. The North adds any upcoming working-level meetings will be decisive in determining the fate of the country's diplomacy with Washington. Negotiations have stalled since a February summit between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and President Donald Trump in Vietnam collapsed over disagreements regarding sanctions relief in exchange for disarmament measures. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
6 weeks after the Indian government imposed a partial clampdown in Kashmir, the Supreme Court is directing authorities to make the very best endeavor to return normal life to the disputed Himalayan region. The judges also asked the Indian government to ensure smooth functioning of schools, hospitals, and public transport. From Washington, this is VOA News. Purdue Pharma, the maker of prescription painkiller OxyContin, has filed for bankruptcy protection in a U.S. court. The company is facing numerous lawsuits alleging it aggressively marketed dangerous, addictive painkillers that help fuel the opioid crisis in the United States. AP's Jeff Mulvihill, who covers opioid litigation, reports Purdue Pharma's bankruptcy filing is not the end of its legal trouble.
The company makes OxyContin. It's being sued by thousands of state, local, and tribal governments across the country. It announced a deal last week with about half the states plus the local governments to settle those lawsuits. But now what happens is up to a bankruptcy judge.
The value of the settlement could reach $12 billion. Talks between General Motors and the United Auto Workers continue today following the start of a nationwide strike by workers. AP's Matt Small has the latest.
Let's move!
More than 49,000 UAW members walked out on GM early this morning after the union said months of negotiations over wages, plant closures, and other issues with the automaker hadn't budged enough. James Cotton in Detroit is one of the striking employees, and he says he'll stick it out for as long as it takes to get a fair contract.
We're willing to do what we have to do. It's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. I can't deny that. But we have to keep fighting.
Workers have shut down 33 manufacturing plants across 9 states and 22 parts distribution warehouses. It's the first national strike by the union since the 2-day walkout back in 2007. I'm Matt Small.
Britain's Boris Johnson says a Brexit deal is beginning to emerge, but the EU disagrees. Reuters' Anna Bevan reports.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson received a frosty reception in Luxembourg on Monday as he arrived for talks with his counterpart Xavier Bettel. Protesters gathered outside the Luxembourg Prime Minister's office, holding anti-Brexit signs and chanting anti-Brexit slogans. Such was the noise that Johnson then cancelled a joint press conference, leaving Bettel to speak to reporters beside an empty podium. The future of the land border between EU member Ireland and the British province of Northern Ireland is the central issue of disagreement, both between Johnson and the EU and between Johnson and British lawmakers. Britain is due to leave the EU in less than 7 weeks.
That is Reuters' Anna Bevan reporting. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will annex all the Jewish settlements in the West Bank over the protest of Palestinian leaders if he wins his close re-election bid Tuesday. Netanyahu is facing his toughest political fight to win a record 5th term to stay in power, even as he is confronting possible corruption charges. For all the news whenever you need it, please visit us at voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
In broadcast.
It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in